Hey kids, this morning I would like to share with you from Psalms 37, 1 to 7. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. Commit your ways to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Trust in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Do not fret, because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. This morning I would like to share with you a story entitled, Does It Pay? As Jeremy dragged his snow shovel home, the cold air seemed to go right to his bones. Shoveling Mrs. Walker's driveway and front walk had been a big job, especially since he had to do it all alone. Jeremy was glad to find that his mom had a cup of hot chocolate waiting for him when he got home. "Thanks," he said to his mom as he slumped in the kitchen chair. "Know what, Mom? I sometimes wonder if doing the right thing really pays. I mean, it just doesn't seem fair." Mom looked surprised. "What makes you say that?" "Well, Harrison and I promised Mrs. Walker to shovel her driveway after school today," Jeremy explained. "But then Mr. Gordon offered to pay anyone who would come and help clear his long driveway. Harrison went and did that instead. He broke his promise, and he even got paid for it." "That doesn't seem fair," agreed Mom. "But you know, Jeremy, the Bible tells us not to envy those who seem to be rewarded for doing something wrong. God sees what's happening, and the day will come when he'll reward those who serve and obey him." She gave Jeremy a squeeze on the shoulder. "For what it's worth, I'm very proud of what you did today." "Thanks, Mom," mumbled Jeremy, but he looked at his mom. "Do people you work with break their promises too and get paid for it?" Mom nodded. "I'm sorry to say that I regularly encounter people in business who seem to benefit from being dishonest or breaking their promises. Sometimes it doesn't seem fair to me either, but when things seem unfair to us, it helps to remember that God is fair. One day he will hold everyone accountable for the things they've done, and those whose sins have been forgiven by Jesus will receive their reward, eternal life with him. Though it may seem sometimes like doing wrong pays off, it doesn't. God promises to right every wrong one day. He calls us as his children to do what is right." Jeremy nodded. He began to feel better about the situation. "Okay," he said. "Even though I didn't get paid any money for helping Mrs. Walker this afternoon, I'll remember my pay is coming later." Does it seem like others benefit from doing what is wrong? Do you know kids who seem to get away with cheating, stealing, lying? They're not really getting away with anything. God will judge the world for its sins one day, which is why it is so important to trust in Jesus, so our sins will not be held against us. As followers of Jesus, we are called to do what is right, knowing our reward is with him. Keep doing what is right. Our key verse today is trust in the Lord and do good. That is found in Psalms 37:3. Well, kids, I hope you enjoyed the story. Have a great day.